chairs like were in some of the living rooms. I remember one family up home that spread it on a little bit because there's several teachers in the family. And to be exact, there was one preacher and four teachers. And the he was called a pretty big farmer, you know. And then we had another one that was Fellow Lawson. And they were 10 of those children. And I believe it was 3 of them that made teachers.
You mentioned something a while ago that I'm not sure.
Made teachers.
I know what a settee. Can you tell me what a settee is?
Well, they were called back then, a settee was ornamental woodwork with spindles on each side, you see, but it had about the same thing as a backrest as you have here. But a lot of them would have horsehair seats and horsehair backs and those curved arms, you know, on the sides. It's really, that's an antique.
And what other kind of furniture could you have there in the living room? Is that like a sofa? Do you have sofa?
Yes, similar to a sofa.
And then,
it answered the same purpose as a sofa. But in most cases, that settee was just for two people. That was the courting couple.
And what about a sofa?
They wanted them close together.
Did anybody ever call sofa anything else besides sofa? Have you ever heard other names for that around here?
Well, of course, you have in the modern furniture, I don't know where that is or not, but I have what is called the sofa or hideaway. Mm-hmm. It will unfold, you see, and make a bed. It's mm-hmm. perfect.
Did anybody ever call them couches?
Couch, sofa.
Have you ever heard anybody use the term Davenport?
Yes.
Is that like a couch?
It's about the same thing. Mm-hmm. Same thing. It answers the same purpose.
Yeah. And what about the term Chesterfield? You ever heard that? Chesterfield?
Well, I've heard the name, but to say that I've seen and know what they mean by that, I wouldn't say that I do.
Yeah, what would people around here call just things like chairs and sofas and tables? That's just what? Or say you get that at what kind of store? If you want to buy a chair or a table, you go to what kind of store to buy?
Well, you go in if you wanted a straight chair. Why, you would just call for a straight chair with a reed bottom. You can buy them yet with the reed bottoms or with the slat bottom.
Do they have a name though, like say for just all these things together, like you'd say just chairs and tables, all this together, it's just what, just call it what? In other words, all the kind of things you have in your house, that's just what would people call that? Or what kind of store would you get them at? See what I'm talking about? What kind
of you get them at, you buy them at the furniture store.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have a combination store as a hardware and just general merchandise and furniture too. Like we had Mr. Tatum over at Banks, that you could buy anything from a mule collar on to a casket right there in that little town of Banks over here.
You mentioned furniture. Is there any other name that people use instead of furniture ever? You ever heard another word for that around here?
No, I don't think so.
Is anybody ever call it like house plunder instead of furniture?
Well, I've heard the niggers use that that name for it is a house plunder.
House plunder.
Yeah.
But that's not why people don't use that name.
I don't think of.
What kind of furniture would you have in your bedroom?
It would consist of maybe a chiffon robe, a homemade chiffon robe. That was something to hang your clothes in. Or a wardrobe. It would be called chiffon robe or wardrobe.
That's the same thing.
And means the same thing. And then they would have the same thing as we call a chest of drawers.
Now, how's that different from a chiffon robe?
Well, the